that time we are working on the policy framework, on the ICT policy framework, but also we are also trying to bring the policymakers on board, because we realized that actually even when we made the noise on the ICT policy framework, CIT was gender insensitive. So we really wanted to have the policymakers, the media people, the experts, the men who were drafting these policies, wanted to make them gender sensitive.
Hello everyone, I'm Rebecca Haycock, a researcher for the Technology for Transparency Network. Today we speak with Goretti Amuria, the Information and Communications Technology Program Manager for the Women of Uganda Network. The Women of Uganda Network, also known as WUGNET, was formed in May 2000 to support women's use of ICT and to advocate for gender-inclusive ICT policies within Uganda. One of WUGNET's most recent programs has been a mobile phone-supported campaign against gender-based violence in partnership with the international Take Back the Tech and 16 Days of Activism Against Gender Violence projects, both of which focus on using ICT to raise awareness of violence against women. WUGNET launched an SMS campaign.
We did it under the 16 Days of Activism, where we advocated against violence on women. So we use it for campaigning against violence on women. So that one we did it in 2007. So we did it together with another women organization called Raising Voices. Raising Voices is an organization actually which advocates for rights of women to be free from violence. The people who participated were over 300 people.
Despite recent developments in the East African technology sector, Uganda's internet penetration rate is still less than 10%. WUGNET made a concerted effort to bring its work offline as well in order to reach women who may not have access to the internet or to mobile phones.
We've also done an extra, we call it actually, in the last campaign we did a local activity. This was what I said actually. We painted a wall with a lot of words, basically telling people, a public wall, telling people about stopping violence against women.
Campaign, WUGNET also advocated for greater government attention toward gender-based violence.
We are running a project still on ICT ICT and violence against women, and some of the advocacy issues that we are getting out from there is that basically the policies which are available, there are no issues for violence against women. So we are trying to structure that as we design policies, these issues are embedded because they are key.
And that's all for this episode of the Technology for Transparency podcast. Thanks to Goretti Amuria for taking the time to be interviewed. You can find the Women of Uganda Network online at wougnet.org. And you can find links to everything we discuss in this podcast at transparency.globalvoicesonline.org. Background music is the song Bliss by Saragama and is available at jamendo.com under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Sampling Plus license. This podcast is published under a Creative Commons Attribution license, so please feel free to share and remix it, and please do help us spread the word. Thanks for listening.